92 WIFI. It's 11:13. I'm John St. John. Yes, you have stumbled into a five-hour time warp where every Saturday, 10 to 3, we take you from Frasier to Stallone, from Smokin' Joe to the Italian Stallion. Stevie's got it. I was born. 92 WIFI. It's haunting. A couple of phases out of the mind-boggling career of Stevie Wonder. I Was Made to Love Her and Creepin' from fulfilling this first finale. 11:19, John St. John on from Motown 2 to Philly. Si, let's get it shaking, baby. Temps.
I know you.
92 WIFI with the Temps. St. John, St. John from Motown to the Philly sound. And, you know, without breaking up and making up and everything in between, Motown Records would have never survived. But then again, neither would we. I am John St. John, your tour guide. It is the late 60s. Dick Nixon is in the Oval Office. The Vietnam War rages on, and so does Motown Records. I mean, what is music, man, but a barometer of the times? Cloud nine. Temptations. A three-pack a dayers. 1964 was the year that the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, first proposes that every cigarette advertisement and commercial carry a warning of substantial health hazard. And it was, of course, the year that Four Tops were trying to prove to one lady that they were good for her. 92 WIFI. Delphonics. No doubt a fine line separates love and hate. And sometimes those letters kind of get crossed in a mail. You know, Mr. Postman!